It's not going to make me very popular, but On Wisconsin.
Really?
On Wisconsin, on Wisconsin.
Hashtag karma. Anyway, Christina, how about you? Are you familiar enough with fight songs to have an opinion on this?
Probably not.
That's okay.
Do
you know the words of the UCA fight song?
You know, yeah. I'm wrong. I love Texas A&M.
You do?
Yeah. When that band marches in, wow.
They do have a great band.
Oh.
I don't know if I like their fight song. I think the best fight song in all the land is Michigan. And I'm not biased just because I've always loved the Michigan fight
song.
Yes,
you are. You want a better seat in church.
I sit in the back row right behind Kevin McReynolds because you can't see me then. Michigan's like, I don't think you were at church Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I was. I was just sitting behind Kevin McReynolds. You couldn't
see
me.
What is Notre Dame's?
Notre Dame's got a great one as well.
I think Notre Dame is probably the one that would probably stick in my mind the most.
Yeah, that's probably fair. That would resonate. I think one of those two would resonate with people. And a lot of times, I think people may get confused between the two.
You have the Nickel State fight song in there?
I don't know. I think they have a Nickel State laydown song. Well, I don't know if they have an actual fight song. We don't have a Notre Dame fight song in here. How does that? Oh, I'm in the wrong section.
I was about to say, really?
I'm new here. I know. Isn't that weird? Not to mention I have a page full of fight songs.
Yeah, Notre Dame for sure.
I don't like it in this key, but... Anyway, that's not really what I'm...
Who has the best band in college football?
Well, there's about four schools in the SWAC you could choose from. A&M would be a good option.
Yeah.
There's some good ones for sure.
There's a difference on marching bands and bands.
Right.
And nothing compares to A&M's marching
band. I'll tell you who's got a great marching band, as much as I don't like the school, is Ohio State.
Yes.
They're pretty awesome. They've done some pretty out-of-the-ordinary... they did a Michael Jackson tribute this year, which was spectacular. No kids were harmed in the filming of the marching band routine either.
About 10 minutes before kickoff last Saturday, guess what song I heard at Ole Miss?
What?
Guess. Guess Dixie.
You did not. They did not. I thought that was banned.
What song?
You heard it in the stadium?
Yes.
From the band?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, what's the other song that sounds just like it?
I don't know.
What song are you talking about?
Dixie.
Why can't you sing that song?
We have to teach you the history of racism in the United States. There's such a it's a long story.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Okay. In 1814 we took a little trip.
No.
I like that song. Okay, yeah, I don't know how you confuse that one with Dixie, but okay. Anyway, I say all that to say this. Michigan's fight song is really good. That's not the point. The point is Michigan's president addressed the crowd at halftime of the game on Saturday. And Michigan has one take on what was going on. You be the judge of what you think was going on, because this sounds a little out of the ordinary to me.
Explain to me what this would be all about today. I thank you so much. And one of the things that makes me so proud is the tradition of Michigan, the great coaches that we have at Michigan, the great athletic director that we have at Michigan.
Does it sound to you like the president had a couple?
She tailgated.
Her and the Toronto mayor have been hanging out.
Tailgated.
They claim that she was in fact not drunk. That Mary Sue Coleman was in fact the victim of feedback and a heavy wind. That was the reason that she sounded hammered at Michigan. So it says she was on top of her game all weekend. She was the Mary Sue Coleman we know and love entirely. There was no health issue and there was absolutely no drinking. She sounded totally crocked to me.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
She's the mother of the girl from the Grove.
Yes. They may be related. On a related story, 2:30 a.m., November 3rd, hours after Michigan's embarrassing loss to in-state rival Michigan State, Dearborn police responded to a call about a man asleep in his car at a gas station. He'd been unconscious for about 90 minutes. He had wet himself. He was arrested. Told officers he had no choice but to drink to oblivion. Said he drank so much because he was upset that Michigan had lost 29-6 at Michigan State the day before. Said he was also upset with the play calling of offensive coordinator Al Borges, whose Wolverines rushed for a negative 48 yards, the worst performance since the school started playing football in 1879. Blew a .24, allowing him to be charged under Michigan's super drunk law. Oh, they're taking it to the next level in Michigan. They'd rack up minus 21 yards against Nebraska the next week as well, at which point he presumably went straight for the rubbing alcohol. Amazing. Super hammered. There's a super drunk law and the fact that the guy just couldn't take it anymore. Horrible play calling. And thank God the pigskin doesn't drink anymore.
And apparently he was the date of the president of Michigan.
Michigan. Wally, great seeing you.
You too.
Enjoyed it. Thank you. We'll be back with more coming up in the zone. Barrett Salee.